little something between you and me. Don't cost you nothing, this one's for free.
Because some of my consultations start here. You know, the reason I put identify as problems is I hardly ever make any diagnoses. I spend all my time trying to help people deal with insoluble problems. It's nice if I make a diagnosis, but you know, that's a bit easier then, isn't it?
It's safer, it avoids confirmation bias as well if you try and avoid putting labels on everything.
And the only reason that we make diagnoses is because it gives us a management plan. You know, and even then, that's controversial nowadays, isn't it?
Can I just quickly clarify about telephone consultations? Whilst a lot of this is applicable for telephone consultations as well, is there any particular skill set? Because I understand that's part of this CSA.
Yeah, the biggest skill set in telephone consultations is if you're dealing with a third party. So it's Mrs. Bloggs's daughter, I'm ringing up about my mother who lives in such and such, and I'm ringing from Devon. You know, there's that whole thing about, well, I can't speak to you at all because, you know, permission versus how are you going to get around the consent confidentiality issue. So that's the key thing for telephone consulting, really, in the challenge side of things. Otherwise, what challenge would there be? You know, the challenge of a telephone consultation is it's not a face-to-face consultation, so therefore what issues does that raise for you? You can't examine people. Does that matter, and how are you going to make a diagnosis or a management plan? Is that going to incorporate some sort of face-to-face at some stage? If it's not, how are you going to risk assess it and safety net it? So they can be quite complicated, yeah. But the issues around telephones would be something like that. And of course you can do all of this stuff on telephone consultations. Yeah. I mean, I spent 5 years working for Northern Doctors assessing telephone consultations, listening to people consult and then marking them against a schedule. You know? And so you can do the same sort of thing. But if we're going to introduce challenge, those are the sort of things we would introduce: consent, confidentiality, ethics, that type of stuff. You know, somebody ringing, a neighbour ringing up about somebody that they're concerned about, you know. That's a tricky one, isn't it?
We had one of those in the surgery, anonymous. Mm. So we put a safeguard referral in, and was verbally and physically abused by some, just taking that from the care.
Yes,
it can be really helpful, but it happens, doesn't it?
It's tricky, I mean, and you can't make them too difficult otherwise. Too many people fail it, the case doesn't work. So, yeah, you've got to find a balance. And most of these cases are eminently passable. They aren't hidden agendas. There aren't major problems. The difficulty is people spending too long examining things and taking history and not getting to the right bits or having too narrow a differential.
Let's hear it for our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusion.